Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, it's looking like a good one out the window. Barely a cloud in the sky. It's just lovely. Just a lovely Tuesday. A little warmer even than yesterday. That's what I was looking at. Which, and yesterday was just gorgeous. It's a bike riding day. Woo! It's also a Johnny Pod recording day.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, it's our long day, kids.
That's right.
By kids, I mean you, Bryn. But, you know, it's like our whole little second thing going on. Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. If you get the radio.com app, you can catch new episodes of the Johnny Pod every Wednesday. This week, we'll be talking to him about the freaking bear that he found under his house or his hot tub or whatever. I mean, he's, oh my God. He's the weirdest guy. He's cracking up as this bear is like snarling at him.
You'd think he'd be terrified.
I'm like, run for it. He is going to destroy you completely and not in the good way.
Maybe he's got a double barrel shotgun in his hand. Maybe he feels really confident that he's got enough firepower to take that thing. I don't know.
Or he's like, I'm the golden boy. What could possibly happen to me? Anyway, we'll find out all about the bear on today's episode. We'll tape it today, and you can hear it tomorrow, the brand new episode, every Wednesday on radio.com. Gold medalist Johnny Mosley. Gwyneth Paltrow. You know, she was in that movie Contagion, and I think she's, spoiler alert for the 10-year-old movie, she's like one of the first people who dies in it.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
I didn't get
she's
that
banging
far.
Some other guy, and she comes home to her husband, who's Matt Damon. And then she, you know, she kills everyone in her family and Matt lives.
So she cheated. She brought, and then brought it home and killed everybody?
Yep.
She's rotten.
She is rotten.
What a jerk.
What a total jerk, huh? What a jerk.
Was she bummed at herself? Did she at least feel bad about it? Or she was
yeah,
like.
Yeah, right up until she died.
And
then there she is all like. You know, dead.
Matt Damon.
Matt was really upset, you know. He finds out she did some guy and then killed them all. Anyway, Matt was immune. Don't worry. He was okay. Some people were immune to it. You know, so other people just got it real bad. Anyway, Contagion, great movie. If you love pandemics, you'll love that one. We didn't watch it that long ago, maybe 3 months ago. We're like, we should watch the pandemic movie. That'll be fun. It does seem worse in the movie. But Gwyneth is now taking responsibility for basically discovering COVID and for wearing masks. She's like, everyone's doing it now. And I was the first one. Here's her quote from a New York Times interview. This is a familiar pattern in my life. I do something early and everyone is like, what is she doing? She's insane. And then it's adopted by the culture. I had to take this trip to France when it was all kicking off. I wore it on the plane, but I didn't wear it to the function I was going to. And I actually ended up getting COVID and coming home and being one of the first people that I'd heard of to have it. So she was just, what a trendsetter.
What a pioneer.
Yeah, she really is. And, you know, of course, people are reacting on Twitter to this. She put up a picture of herself in the mask. Let me see if I can find the picture. And so she just posted it, I believe. I don't see a date on this, though. She said, this is me en route to Paris. Paranoid, prudent, panicked, placid, pandemic, propaganda. Paltrow's just going to go ahead and sleep with this thing on the plane. I've already been in this movie. because I invented all this.
Oh, she calls herself Paltrow, huh?
Yes. Well, she's doing the alliteration, so she had to go with Paltrow. Stay safe. Don't shake hands. Wash hands frequently. So, and then Twitter goes, hold on, let me find some of these. Of course, not traveling to Paris might have been wiser. I also feel like I started social distancing before it was a thing. I used to wash my hands pre-COVID. Do I win? So let's see. She created yoga and now face masks. And actually, we have heard that she said that she invented yoga, mm-hmm. or discovered it, I guess, is probably more accurate. Right. Do you have the quotes from that story?
Yeah, it's actually from the Wall Street Journal. She did an interview. So she says, I went to yoga class in L.A. recently, and a 22-year-old girl behind the counter was like, have you ever done yoga before? And literally, I turned to my friend and I was like, you have this job because I've done yoga before. So that's her quote.
Because she brought yoga to the rest of us. Mm-hmm. Just so you know where all your things come from. Gwyneth. Also, that special scented candle. Gwyneth, the whole time. You want to know what the root of anything that's going on in the society today. Gwyneth. Pink dresses.
And eating well,
Gwyneth.
Too.
Eating well, sure. Mm-hmm. Eating seaweed or smearing algae on your face.
They asked her about how she shifted her eating in order to connect what she was putting into her body with how it was functioning. And she says, that was the beginning of people thinking I was a crackpot. Like, what do you mean food can affect your health, you effing psycho? I remember when I started doing yoga and people were like, what is yoga? She's a witch. She's a freak.
Yeah. Thank God we have her, or we wouldn't know about all these amazing things like masks and washing hands and COVID and yoga. Oh, my God. She just lives in her own little world. I like it. You know, I like that there's someone out there who has no concerns except for, you know, her. I think it's great.
She's definitely invented some things like, you know, the
vagina scented candles are for sure all her.
I asked you if you'd done that with a candle before, and you said yes. So you have those in your house too.
No, I don't currently have those in my house. But you're right. I invented those, so
right.
I need to probably write to her.
She thinks she's the first person who put her scent on a candle. It's not possible.
Well, look, she's the first person to name it that.
Okay. Still.
She's the inventor.
I think I asked you 20 years ago if you ever had a lit...
You look around for things that are the right
That's
shape.
What I'm saying. If you ever had a lit candle and you went...
No, yeah. I never had a lit candle.
You
and also, I'm not comfortable with this conversation.
A lit candle?
I never said a lit candle.
Were you like candles up? I didn't.
I don't like this.
Were you propped upside down?
I don't get what's going on, Sarah, so...
Good. I'm glad. I'm sure she. I'm actually more disturbed that you don't understand what's going on.
I'm kidding.
I feel like, do we need to have a talk?
Yes.
Okay. Just call me later.
Okay. Well,
explain all about the things that happened.
About the candle?
No, not about the candle.
I'm just trying to figure out how it's lit. That's
it's
impressive.
It's not lit. Oh my God. It's not
like,
even
do you
a
have
candle.
To be upside
it's not
down
even a
for
thing.
That?
It's not a thing, and it's not. Oh, my God.
Like upside down, propped against
oh
a wall.
God.
I'm thinking that's what I picture.
How many times do I have to say I'm not comfortable with
okay,
this?
Okay, I'm sorry. HR.
Yeah, I'm calling HR. Can you call HR for me? I'm so busy. All right. Podcasts. They are a thing. Mm-hmm. We do them. Johnny does one. Everyone I know has a podcast. You can be the least interesting person in the world. Believe me, I know. You can be the least interesting person in the world and have your own podcast. Or you could be the most interesting people in the world. Guess who's teaming up for a podcast? Did you hear this? Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama are doing a podcast together. Yeah, that's right. Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have to listen to that. It's called Renegades Born in the USA.
Okay.
Of course, Trump will. Dispute. They're going to discuss everything from race to fatherhood to marriage, the state of America. Obama says, on the surface, Bruce and I don't have a lot in common. He's a white guy from a small town in Jersey. I'm a black guy, mixed race, born in Hawaii. He's a rock and roll icon. I'm not as cool, arguable. But in our own ways, Bruce and I have been on parallel journeys. The show's on Spotify. And the first two episodes are available now. It's already up. It's amazing. What can't the Obamas do?
Good for them.
I know. What's next? Or is this it? Bruce and Barack. B&B Renegades, born in the USA. Man, Spotify's buying up podcasts left and right.
Yeah, you know, my agent told me a while back, they're in the business.
Yeah,
they are in the content business.
They got nothing on us.
Okay. I agree. Radio.com, everyone. Check us out there. Shailene Woodley is confirming she's engaged to Aaron Rodgers. Here's a few things, you know, little extras there. She did an interview with Jimmy Fallon. She's 29.
Oh, on his show.
Yeah. Well, okay. On Zoom. You know, nobody goes on anyone's show anymore. She was on it on Zoom. The reports had surfaced after Aaron Rodgers had said he had a fiance during an NFL honors acceptance speech. And everyone was like, hold on, wait, I just got over you breaking up with Danica Patrick. You're telling me you're already engaged already? And he's all, yeah, I am. And it turns out that it's Shailene Woodley. And this was just days after we learned that he was dating her. And they had been engaged for a while, she said. That wasn't like, they weren't newly engaged. He was already used to saying, my fiance, Shailene Woodley. She says, I've been reading that too, which is kind of funny. Yeah, we are engaged, but for us, it's not new news. Everybody right now is freaking out over it, but we're like, oh, we've been engaged for a while. We got engaged a while ago, and he's first off, a wonderful, incredible human being. But I never thought I'd be engaged with someone who threw balls for a living. Like, I never thought as a little girl, I was like, yeah, when I grow up, I'm going to marry someone who throws balls. Yeah, but he's really just so good at it. When I first met him, I think my dog like pulled me aside and was like, if you don't date this dude, I will disown you as my mother. Because the 3 feet that I run with you when you throw a ball is nothing compared to the marathon I'm able to run with this guy. So despite being engaged to one of the best football players of, you know, of all time, not the greatest of all time, but one of them. She has not been to any games. It is a pandemic, of course.
Well, yeah, nobody'd been to games, so that's fair to say.
She says, we met during this wacky time, and all the stadiums were closed that he was playing in, so I've yet to go to a football game. I didn't really grow up with sports, especially American sports. I don't know what sports you grew up with. Isn't she American? I don't know.
Some people are into soccer, so it's possible, which is also called football. But
yes.
Anyway, maybe she grew up with that, but I can't think of anything else that she would have grown up with.
She says, it was never really on my radar when we met. Also, I knew he was a football guy, but I didn't know like what kind of a football guy he was, and I'm still constantly learning. I don't get it. He's good. He's great, but like I don't understand because I don't know him as a football guy. I know him as like the nerd who wants to host Jeopardy. That's the dude I know. Well, and it's a good thing too, because I mean he'll probably retire pretty soon.
Right.
What is he, 37?
Right. It's
so that's good.
Probably for the best that she doesn't wear green and gold to bed every night.
Right.
As to support his football career.
Yeah.
That's good.
I like them though. They're a cute couple. I mean,
we'll see.
I've never seen them together.
I worry about anyone who makes major life changes during such a weird time in our lives.
I agree. So, you know what's funny? We have all kinds of crazy ideas as we're sitting in our house, like trying to think of anything besides the fact that we're all sitting in the house. Like everyone is so stir crazy that people are doing things that they wouldn't have even considered in real life. This isn't real life.
What?
What now? What?
A texter just wrote in and says, Aaron Rodgers, that dude is gay. Can't we take bets on how long their relationship will last? You know, like you used to in the old days.
By the way,
I'm pretty sure someone else wrote this too, and I think they're right. I'm pretty sure there were bets taken on whether Kim and Kanye would last, and someone wrote them down.
Well, Yuzette wrote them down, and I don't know where she put the paper. So,
all right.
I guess we could call her and be like, "Hey."
Oh yeah, she'll be like, "Oh yeah, I have that file right here." I'll
Maybe
fax
she
it
will.
Over to Bryn.
Can you fax that? Can you fax that to us? That'd be great. Thank
fax
you.
It.
God, fax machines. Poor things went away right when smartphones happened. Oh, I could just take a picture of that and text it to you? Okay, I'll do that then. Seems easier than having a whole machine to send it. Jeopardy fans, they're thirsting, says Jess Jarrett, over Mike Richards, the show's new guest host. Mike Richards, not Michael Richards. of Seinfeld, etc. fame. This guy is
you mean
actually,
of racist rant
that,
fame?
That was the etc. part. I wasn't going to put that in there. Because if you watch like whatever, I think it's like season six of what the hell is the name of the show with Larry David? Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah,
they did a real season finale for Seinfeld. All the Seinfeld people are on that season as they're talking about getting it back because everyone's so disappointed in the actual finale. And he addresses it quite a lot. It's talked about a lot because between the time of the finale and the season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, all of this bad thing, these bad things happen. And he and J.B. Smoove get into it. Anyway, that's got nothing to do with this. Jeopardy. This guy is a different Mike Richards. He is the current executive producer of Jeopardy, and he stepped in this week because they couldn't find a celebrity guest host for the week. Really? Couldn't they? He says, I didn't know I was going to be doing it until 3 days before, so I'd not prepared myself to host in the way that I know other guest hosts are. So there was a lot to unpack. Plus, I also only owned one suit, so there was a little bit of scrambling there, Mike Richards told USA Today.
And I needed to lose 20 pounds in 2 days.
No, he looks like a pretty skinny guy. I mean, unless he dropped it real quick. I don't know. He says, it was very fun. Humbling doesn't begin to describe the feeling. It hit me like a ton of bricks when Johnny Gilbert announced my name. That's, of course, the last thing you hear when you start to walk out. It was overwhelming in the moment. And people loved him. There are people who are like, that should be the guy. They found him charming and unassuming, and he wasn't already known for something else. So Mike Richards, perhaps the one to watch, perhaps utterly forgettable. Aisha Curry's in the news today. Mm-hmm. She has a new store and cafe in Oakland, and it's called Sweet July. So she has a million things going on. I can't remember the name of her barbecue place, but that's down at the bottom of the Millennium Tower, isn't it?
That's right.
In January, late January, she had a new store and cafe that opened in Uptown Oakland. It sells home decor, jewelry, candles, books, and coffee. It's called Sweet July, and it's the same name as her food and lifestyle magazine, which I guess is an actual physical magazine that she launched last August. So she says, in a way, the store is really the magazine brought to life. It's filled with beautiful inspiration to act as a retreat for the Oakland community, similar to what I hope readers feel when they sit down and dive into one of our issues. I wanted it to be something the Oakland community could be proud of and somewhere everyone could feel at home. Sweet July is named after the month of her wedding anniversary with Steph Curry, and all three of her kids were born in July.
Wow.
So Sweet July. It's like
it sounds kind of like a head shop, but, you know, whatever.
Doesn't it? A little bit. It's a beautiful space, and it really does look like a place where you'd grab a cup of coffee and sort of browse through the stuff. It looks more like just a place to hang out than it does a store. But there is some retail there. You know, I guess she was focusing on Black-owned businesses and products made by Black-owned businesses, and tons of cookbooks from Bay Area women, and it's
great.
Sort of her little boutique slash cafe where you can grab a cup of coffee and kind of browse through the stuff.
Her barbecue restaurant in San Francisco was called International Smoke.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Was it called? Is it closed?
I can't. There's conflicting articles
here. I mean,
here,
nothing's
so I'm
open
not
right
sure.
now.
It does.
So.
Yeah, I'm
it's
not
impossible
sure.
to know what's open and closed mm-hmm. anymore.
I mean, they could be doing takeout. But
in fact, hearing you say she's launching a store right now, I'm thinking, now?
I know.
You don't want to wait 6 months. Okay.
Well, maybe if you've been working on it and you have the lease already and you're paying for it, you might as well, you know, limit. Well, a lot of places, retail places, they'll let 10 people in at a time or fewer. So.
Well, yeah, that's the problem, though. You have to count. You got to put a person at the door.
I went
when we got the puppy, we went to Pet Food Express in Los Gatos. And that was a whole thing. You're in there and they've got to keep people outside with their people standing there with their dog like. I'm next. We're next in line. It's weird. It's a weird experience to think that everyone's staring at you and they want you done.
I know. The other day we took the back roads to get around the highway, and so we go by the mall. And that I was surprised how packed the parking lot was. I really did think it was going to be a ghost town, but clearly people are willing to wait. I mean, it wasn't like Christmas time where the place is so packed you can't get within 2 miles of it, but It was definitely surprisingly full. Here's something completely not surprising. Kris Jenner, she's watching her kids with their beauty brands and their styles and their all their things and all their money rolling. And look, she gets a chunk of all of that. She's the momager after all. But she is set to launch her own beauty brand. So, yay, we'll get to be made up like Kris Jenner. That sounds like a great idea.
That would make for a great talk show.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that's the way.
How'd that talk show go?
What talk show? That thing's gone. Years.
Oh, right.
What do they do, 3 episodes?
Who knows?
She's all, I know so many people. They're all in my family. And they're all going to come on every week, and we're going to talk about, like,
Nicole,
you know,
might know. She follows
them,
right?
Oh, yeah. Did you watch that show?
No, I didn't. Oh. I think it was, because I think it was only on for 3 episodes, and then it was featured on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, so there was no point to watch.
You saw the whole thing, basically.
Yeah.
And she really did just have people in her family and family adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks she
like
thinks
Kanye
she knows everyone.
Was on there, and
I think Kanye was on there twice.
Twice, yeah.
And 3 episodes, Kanye. Let's just get Kanye.
I mean,
on there.
I think there might have been more, but it wasn't remarkable.
Sounded like a great idea. Anyway, Kris Jenner is now going to launch her own beauty brand. So hurrah! You know, I guess is it for your mom? I don't know who it's for. I mean, I'm someone's mom. Is it for me?
Would you wear it?
No, would I? I barely put moisturizer on. Like, makeup, ooh, sounds awful.
And they by look... moisturizer, too, by the way, I think you've said many times in the past, it's Curel, like hand lotion you just use on your face, right?
Well, I do. I actually have one that I like the smell of right now, so I use that one. But when I run out, I'll just go back to Curel.
But it's face specific?
No, it's a hand lotion.
Oh,
it smells so good. It smells great. You know, just a little bit, just smear it on there.
Okay.
You know how your face feels tight after if you get out of the shower and, like, you know, your face feels tight. So
it's going to crack.
I moisturize my face, but
a little
with
bit.
Face moisturizer.
I'm sure it's better than nothing, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Which is what I use, like, nothing.
Oh, you don't put any moisturizer on?
Do you have a
with
skin
all the expensive creams your wife must have, you don't go into that bathroom and just dig
ever,
in?
Ever.
What, are you crazy?
I mean, I can't even go in that bathroom. There's just too much stuff in the cupboards. It's ridiculous.
In fact, she makes her own soaps and lotions.
She makes a lotion stick.
Yeah, I use the soap just to bathe. I do, actually. Because she has an unlimited supply of it, so I use the soap. But I just don't find lotion always makes me feel a little bit greasy, you know?
I just put it on your face and then wash your hands. Hey, what does tell me where to get her stuff again.
Oh, madeinthesunset.com.
There you go. She makes her own. She makes
her
own.
She has to change the name to Made in Millbrae.
No, she still cooks it up in the sunset, doesn't she?
Yeah, that's the origin. So
yeah,
yeah, and that's where we met actually in the sunset.
Made in Paradise. That's where she should. That's what she should call it. She makes it Millbrae.
Oh, let's check that URL. Maybe it's taken. I like that. Made in Paradise.
A.K.A. Millbrae. That's probably not taken, that whole thing.
Made in Paradise.
A.K.A. Millbrae. All right. Also... All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Driving in silence sucks. Or driving to the sound of anything other than the Sarah and Vinny show sucks. And I'll prove it after this.
Okay.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.